Tolko announced today reducing capacity at not only Armstrong but also Soda Creek Lumber Operation. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's scary times out there for people, especially employees, when really we have no control over what's going on or the why. They are letting us know that it's a high cost of logs is their main reason, and they're trying to reduce the capacity. So hopefully with Tolko here, we can get job share instituted so the employees aren't affected so much. But what really is scary for people is we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
And as you mentioned, it affects well over 150 employees.
Yeah, it's around 150, 160 employees that work at Soda Creek. But as you know, West Fraser's down this week with the plywood plant, and they're also doing four-day shifts. So we're just really wondering where this is going to end and what the end game is. We are appreciative of the high cost of logs, and we know that stumpage is a sensitive issue to tamper with. But yeah, we're quite concerned.
And reducing companies or Tolko's operating and said capacity, I can't even say it, by 20%. So what does this mean then for Soda Creek? Is it curtailments, variable shifts?
Well, what they've told us is they're going to go to a four-day work week, same as what's happening with West Fraser and Hunter Mile. We hope this will be the worst-case scenario, not just the start of something like we've seen elsewhere. But, you know, the announcement the other day from the minister of the program out there to help laid off people that are affected by the industry, we hope that's, you know, it's only a Band-Aid solution for the moment, but we're hoping that's something that'll tide us over till this thing gets over. And I think honestly, the industry and government have to sit together and figure out what's going on, not sit there and continue to play the blame game that, you know, it's a cause of past policy or future policy or present policy. They got to get together and figure out what's going on.